listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
For the University of Michigan News Service, I'm Nicole Cassell Moore. In this segment, I'll talk with Ted Bergen, an associate professor in the Department of Astronomy, who will soon look for organic molecules, the precursors to life, in clouds of dust and gas around young stars. Bergen will use the Herschel Space Observatory, a European Space Agency mission with NASA participation. Professor Bergen, can you first explain what an organic molecule is and how they come together to create life?
Organic molecules are really just molecules whose basis is dominated by carbon atoms. And, of course, that's what all of our life that we know of on the Earth is based on. So how they came together is something that's a little difficult. We have to peer back in time, 4 billion years. But what we do know is that somehow there were simpler molecules that developed greater and greater complexity. Now that part is obvious. The trick is making something like DNA, which carries genetic information and self-replication. And that's not something that we can do certainly from the astronomical perspective. But what we can do and we can look at is what types of organic molecules are present when the Earth formed or were provided to the Earth via various bodies, via impacts essentially, and how these might have aided in starting that chemistry that leads to this greater complexity.
What do astronomers know about organic molecules in space?
We actually can observe the light from molecules. The molecules actually emit photons of light at very specific wavelengths that provide essentially an identity. We tune our radio telescopes to certain frequencies, similar to you would tune your car radio receiver. And so we can actually perform chemical assays of star-forming gas clouds. And what we found, it's actually very interesting in the sense that the chemistry of these gas clouds is dominated by the formation of organic molecules and water. And it's, an interesting little coincidence if we think about the chemistry of life on the Earth, which is dominated by carbon and aided very significantly by water.
Where else in the universe have scientists found organic molecules?
We found them in these gas clouds, but also in meteorites that have reached the surface of our planet. So rocks from, say, the asteroid belt wandered their way through space and impacted the Earth. And inside these things, we found molecules such as amino acids, which are key to making proteins in our own body, and a whole host of other organic molecules. And so that leads to the intriguing possibility that the chemistry ongoing in space and associated with the birth of our planet may have aided in the formation of life. And, that's an interesting concept, right? Because it says in some ways that maybe the stuff that made us is common throughout the universe, and hence maybe we're not alone.
It sounds like your findings could provide new insights into how life began on Earth. Is that correct?
That question is a little difficult because if you think from the point of view of chemistry and biology, we've been struggling with that for years. The idea that astronomy is going to solve that problem, it's not going to happen. But what astronomy can do is provide limits on the sense of what types of molecules and in what abundance and what amounts, what were the most abundant species that were provided to the Earth as it was forming, and in what form were they? How many of each different type, amino acids and molecules with peptide bonds and water? And that information will be ultimately useful in trying to decipher the initial origins of life on the Earth when we synthesize it with lots of other factors.
You've mentioned that astronomers know that these organic molecules are out there in these clouds of gas and dust. Are you looking for new ones?
So this is where Herschel comes in. It will open up what's called the far infrared portions of the spectrum for the first time. So with this whole new, basically uncharted terrain of light waves. Now, what we hope to get, and what we certainly will get, are observations of things like water, which is very key, and certainly for when you think of the terms of the origin of life on the Earth, tracking where the Earth got its water is a very fundamental question. And then piggybacking alongside of that, because when the water is provided to the earth, organics are provided as well. What we will do with our Herschel program and with other Herschel programs is we will study the complete spectrum of light that's accessible to Herschel and decipher that in ways that we will obtain essentially near complete chemical assays of these star-forming gas clouds and really characterize the types of organics that exist. And yes, we certainly hope to find new organics.
I've been talking with Ted Bergen, an associate professor in the University of Michigan Department of Astronomy.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.